And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all, I'm saying we go cover some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state. Beautiful. This one right here. Beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean to say, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. We're gonna head to, well, I got some text messages. I'm just gonna grab them real quick so I don't get behind. Jeremy from Huntsville says, great monologue. Funny to see how the answer to is there a God question in the female of our species. When you look at every other mammal, the male and the female are almost indistinguishable, but the human almost alien, don't get me wrong, gorgeous alien, but incredibly different. I can't believe I got that sentence to come out right. Adam said, God, can you make a girl look less like a man? And the request he made is evident today in a declaration of God's intervention. There you have it. Bob from Athens wants to know why there's no H for homosexuality. I can't answer your question. I'm sorry, Bob. I do not know. I don't make the rules. I just watch them try. Mike from Eva says, we don't have to buy a vowel to solve this puzzle. Spells itself out pretty well. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to jump into the first part of the Triple Dipper in about, 25 minutes or so. Our friend Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute is going to call in. So let me refresh y'all on something. We've talked about it before, but I gotta give it context to our current conversation. So here's the deal. Gambling, casino gaming, is not a legal thing in the state of Alabama. It's just not. That is not purely a question of the legislature. That has been a question of the will of the people. It has been voted down multiple times in the past, to include lotteries, have been voted down multiple times in the past. So before you get mad at Montgomery, understand that the people of this state have even had situations on the ballot that they chose not to pursue. They also tend to elect legislators, me being one, who are not pro-casino gaming. Now, let me frame this in a slightly different context. Most recently, the legislature, 3 years ago, tried to bring a bill that was one of the worst pieces of legislation I've ever seen about gaming, and I'm saying that not even because it was about gaming. Now, first of all, let me just suggest this. Listen to me, legislature. And I know a bunch of y'all listen to this show. If you're a legislator, especially if you're in leadership, stop legislating from a position of weakness. If you just want casinos, just say, I want casinos. Just say it. Stop pretending it's about, well, we need to have a regulatory body because they appear to be doing things illegally. Well, yeah, they're doing things illegally, and they've been doing it for years, and it's been illegal. It's been called breaking the law for quite a while. We have had people go to jail in this state multiple times. I can't tell you how many raids the Attorney General's had to make. How many people have gone to jail for pure corruption? How many times things have been derailed in the Alabama legislature because of the casino bosses? I could tell you stories that would curl your hair about legislators who could go to the gaming sites, the racetracks, and they would have a special chip that when they went to cash in, oh, they won no matter what because they had the special chip. How's that work? Well, it just, special perks. Listen, I could tell you any number of stories. We found out in the bingo scandals of 2010 that there were gaming interests who were paying people on the staff of the legislature to make sure the wording in certain bills was done for their favor. We found out that the Republican caucus had a staff member who was sitting in our private executive committee meeting, caucus meetings, telling the gambling interests what we were saying. And so don't try and pretend that, well, it's just the people want a casino. No, the gaming interests want the casino. So a few years ago, they had this piece of legislation. It just riles me up when I think about it. Legislators, be bold. If you want a casino, tell your constituents you want a casino. Stop pretending that what you want to do is, well, we need some more revenue for the state. We're in a budget surplus. well, what we really need to do is be able to regulate that criminal activity out there. No, we don't. It's called a law. We already have laws. That's called regulation. Well, what we really need to do is make some money off of it and make sure that we build some new government so we got a gaming commission that can take care of some of what this nefariousness is going on out there. No, you really don't. That's called building government, and Republicans say they're not for that. All right. This piece of legislation they had before, it was pretty much written in the background by the gaming interests, and the bill proposed to give a monopoly. Oh, wait a minute. I thought Republicans were for the free market. It proposed to give a monopoly only to those gaming interests that have been breaking our laws for the last few decades. Wait, what? Yes. So let's say you found out, let's portray this for a minute. Let's say you found out that there was one grocery store in your town that never paid its sales taxes. It was trying to cheat the system and did not want to pay into your community the way it was supposed to by law. It wasn't paying the sales tax. It was collecting them from you, but it sure wasn't paying them to the city. Well, would you be a little bit incensed? Well, yeah, that's illegal. And then what happens if that same grocery store, the one that's been cheating all along, what happens if it comes along and goes, listen, here's the deal. We promise we'll be good if you'll give us the monopoly in this town and we can be the only grocery store. Yeah, wink, wink, nod, nod. What do you think about that, fellas? Oh, that's a good idea. Is it really? You're taking the one that broke the law and giving them the monopoly? That's what the bill did. The bill said, hey, Victory Land. Hey, Green Track. Hey, what we got, Country Crossing. Hey, whoever else has been breaking our laws. We're only going to have 5 casinos in the state, and it gets to be y'all. And we're going to put your names, your actual names, we're going to put your names in our state constitution. So you're embedded in the constitution. Perfect. Got it? Everybody good? Good. Hey, legislators, where do y'all want to put these things? Well, I want one in North Alabama where I am. Really? How about Northeast Alabama? I want one in Northeast Alabama. Okay, we can do that. So next thing you know, it's not only who gets it, who, by the way, had been breaking the laws. Now the bill said where they get to go. Let's take our grocery store analogy again. Would you feel good about your legislature taking the grocery store that had been breaking the laws and then saying the monopoly now goes to the one that's been breaking our laws? So I'm just going to make up a name. ABC, no, that's a real name. XYZ store. XYZ groceries. XYZ groceries. They were caught not paying into the system the way they were supposed to. Woo! But we decided to give them XYZ groceries is going to wind up having the monopoly. We're going to let them be the only one here. Woo! And we're going to say that, let's see, which one of y'all, we're going to say it's going to be in that neighborhood. The rest of y'all get to drive. But do you hear free market? No, you really don't. Do you hear taking care of your constituents? No, you really don't. Do you hear being a respecter of the laws that you're sworn to uphold and defend? No, you really don't. What you hear there is pandering. And then you go one step further. Let's pretend for a minute that what we're doing is best for the state because all we're doing is putting some regulatory burdens on it. Wait a minute. So what you're saying is that now Republicans are for growing government because you want to build a gaming commission, and you're for regulating industry, which is called regulatory burdens, which is what Democrats do, and we're for monopolies, which is against the free market because, you know, that's what Democrats do. Y'all, we have a Republican supermajority. Be bold. I am not for the idea, me personally, I'm just personally not for the idea of expanding gaming into the state. I think it brings corruption. I think it invites trouble. I think it builds gambling addictions. And I don't think it's a good idea to budget your state's finances on a game of chance. I just don't. That's me. I don't. But I'm also bold enough to say it. And I was bold enough to say it when I was in the legislature. What we're not seeing right now are people that are willing to say just the opposite. Stop pretending you're trying to regulate something that's been illegal because the laws already do that. Just say it. And I'm calling out my friends in the legislature. Just say it. Just say, I want a casino. There, see how hard that was? Just say it. Just say, I want a casino. I mean, I can think of a couple of them that will. Greg Allbritton, I consider Greg Allbritton to be a personal friend. We served together in the Senate. He's currently a budget chairman. The Porch Creek Indians are in his district, and he'll flat out tell you, I'll carry that bill because I want more casinos. He'll tell you. But most of them are like, well, I don't know. I mean, let's try to pretend that what we're really doing is regulating things and making it safer for people. That's a crock. That's called legislating from a position of weakness. Well, right now, I'll just tell you, it's coming. It's coming. They've announced it, and I'm already hearing from multiple legislators, no names mentioned. Multiple legislators are telling me that yesterday they had a caucus meeting in Montgomery, and multiple legislators are telling me that House leadership in Montgomery had done a poll to find out whether or not they thought they could pass gaming this time. And multiple legislators in Montgomery are now telling me that it's coming. It's coming. There's going to be a bill. And this is going to be the session when they're going to try and get it through. You watch. What you're about to see is the Porch Creek Indians and some of the others are going to start running a consortium of advertising-based interests telling you the wonders and joys of all the things it will bring to our state. And then you're going to see legislators giving the speech, because they already are, giving the speech that, well, it's already happening. And so what we really need to do is make sure that we regulate it. That's going to be important because it makes our streets safer. No, it doesn't. It just makes you feel safer because you don't have to admit that what you really wanted to do was have a casino. Just say it. Just say it and quit pretending. All right, listen, that was every bit of that was off the cuff. I've got notes in front of me. I didn't even touch them. Every bit of that was off the cuff. But we're going to talk in detail. I got some stories to back it up. And then coming up here in a few minutes, our friend Stephanie Smith will be calling in, keeping this conversation going. The Alabama Policy Institute has been neck deep in this issue for many, many, many moons. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just y'all, I'm saying, making common sense like a superpower up in here. So, yeah. So, by the way, just so you know, this is not only happening; it's happening in real time. So, a couple of stories for you on the gaming thing. All right. Just so you know, WSFA 12 News, which is based out of Montgomery, WSFA reports that in October, just exactly like right at 30 days ago. It says that the Alabama Democratic lawmakers got together to have their caucus meeting to begin projecting what they were hoping to do in the coming legislative session, which I believe starts in February this coming year, and gambling was top of the list. So one of the main things they're looking for, according to House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels, who's now running for Congress, said that they hope they can find some agreement on the subject. They'll tend to bring things for sports betting at the national level and talk about casinos and a lottery. They're going full bore. They want to talk about proceed revenue sharing, talk with folks from Tennessee and Georgia, vendors that deal with lottery. They want to get the full picture. So, by the way, if that's what they're going to propose, and they should be looking at the full picture, I get that. But what I'm just trying to portray to you is, yes, this is on the agenda. It always is, but sometimes more than ever. I will say this, there are no secrets in Montgomery. None. I can remember one time being in a caucus meeting and something was said, and before we got out of the room, it was already posted on one of the blogs. Like, I thought that was an executive session. Who was texting to the reporter? But then here's this story that came out yesterday, AL.com. It says, through regulation, Alabama House leaders begin crafting their gambling strategy for the 2024 session. Okay, so this is now the Republicans. It says, Alabama lawmakers will resume a quarter-century quest, the idea of legalized gambling during the 2024 legislative session. It says, the approach by the Alabama House, which is where gambling bills have died in past years, could be different than votes on comprehensive casino plans. By the way, this is probably going to wind up being a constitutional amendment. I think it has to be, actually. Yes, it'll be a vote of the people. So there's that. It won't just happen by pure legislative action. There will have to be legislative action followed by a vote, a referendum of the people. And I suspect that what they'll try and do, and here's the thing. I think the reason why they waited to this year is because they did not want to allow for opposition to have time to mount. They wanted to get it passed and try to get it out there onto a major ballot that has a lot of interest. And so they're looking at, you know, the presidential election cycle has got a lot of interest. Can they get it on there and before the primary? I don't think so. I think that's going to be tough. But they can certainly get it on there, and they will, if they do it all, get it on there on the ballot for the general election coming up in the fall. So just be advised. I think that what's happening here is, I will say, first of all, savvy on their part, and also a little bit shady, because what they're trying to do is stage this thing so that those who are in opposition don't have time to mount their opposition. They must not know the people of Alabama very well. Because if you guys out there want to oppose it, you just will. I've seen it happen. It says the approach by the Alabama House is to establish a regulatory body. Well, y'all, we have one. It's called the Attorney General. But they want to establish a new regulatory body to rein in what they claim is a rash of illegal gaming. Well, I will point out that illegal gaming happens because they are lawbreakers, not because you have an absence of laws. So if you want to regulate, keep in mind that laws are a form of regulation, and you've already got laws, you just don't enforce them. Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter, who's been here in the studio most recently, and State Representative Andy Witt, who I've talked about before as being one of the guys who's pushing this, say that they're both examining gaming. Both said this week the state needs to form a gaming committee. They're not saying we're examining. They're just saying we need to form this. Okay. To regulate the widespread illicit gambling. Listen, if you want to upfund the Attorney General's office and legislate that he have an office dedicated solely to the issue of gaming, or if you want to upfund local law enforcement where you see the problems, you can do that. You can. You can certainly do that. But they don't, because what they're trying to do is build the framework to have a gambling commission. We have to fix it, said Speaker Ledbetter. We have to regulate it. It's already here. And so is prostitution, I would point out. I mean, do we just go ahead and say, well, prostitution's already here, and we can't seem to stop it. I guess we're just going to have to go ahead and make it legal and tax it. That's what they're trying to say. Anti-gambling groups led by the Alabama Citizens Action Program, ALCAP, my friend Greg Davis, who has the show on right after me, actually, he has Priority Talk on 101.1. He says, yes, illegal gambling does take place. But will legalizing some forms of gambling automatically stop all forms of illegal gambling? Of course not. He says, gambling operators who are currently breaking the law and those who will allow it to happen, they'll continue to do so. Illegal operators are not going to just line up to be regulated and pay taxes. Great point, Greg Davis. Thank you very much. Representative Andy Witt says, myself, along with other colleagues, have witnessed this firsthand. It's simply appalling. Well, what they're saying is they've been touring illegal sites. I'm curious about that. I still want to know. I haven't heard the full skinny on this. And I guess I just need to call Andy Witt and say, you need to come on the show, dude. But the reality is this. Come on the show and tell me why you've been touring illegal sites. And then secondly, why you think legalizing it is the solution. All right, coming up next, Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute. We'll talk about it with her. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.